Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I'd like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Doing well, and hoping that the Santa delivery company gets that Cardinals hat to Mr. Corn here.
Very good. And here's
a dirty dog.
Here's a news alert for you. Avoid Columbia Center Boulevard this morning.
Ding, 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 ding.
So, yeah, it's that time of year for sure.
Unless you're going by Ranch and Home from 10 to 4 to help out with Christmas for children.
Absolutely. And if you are, come in on Clearwater if you're smart, because anywhere around the mall right now, it's crazy out there.
Yeah, cruise up Steptoe, come down, Grand Ridge, maybe.
Exactly.
I hate to admit it, but I have hardly started my Christmas
shopping. Well, then you're going to have to cruise over there, and I apologize.
I'm either picturing like 7 in the morning or 9 at night.
Yeah, you're going to be up late tonight for sure. So, yeah, it is really that time of year where we're just coming up on the last couple shows of the year, and so it's a fun time of year, a lot going on. We have probably seen more past clients and other agents that we do business with over the last couple weeks than we do in months, and so it's great to catch up with everybody and see everybody. It's been an amazing year, and we have had an absolutely fantastic time. So, once again, we are here talking about real estate. That was Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua Bank there chipping in about his late Christmas shopping. So, you're going to be a busy boy.
I sure am. I've got a few gifts done.
Now. Okay, good. I'm glad you've done a couple. Well, we always like to start with our crazy celebrity real estate news story. So, came across this fantastic list on Zillow.com. We use Zillow a lot. We have a great business partnership with Zillow, and there's some amazing things coming with that next year. But they put together this great list of the most expensive home for sale in every state. So it's kind of nice to look through there and see how we can compare. You guys want to take a guess on our one and only Washington State?
Four million.
I was going to say 20.
Okay. Well, you are both a little bit low. There is actually in Washington right now listed over on, and it might make sense when I say it, Mercer Island.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. 5330 Butterworth Road, Mercer Island, is currently on the market for $26.8 million.
Are they on half the island?
Well, not half the island. Actually, the lot size here is listed as 1.89 acres. So 2 acres, 15,000 square foot house. With a 7-room master suite. So this place, that real estate over there doesn't come cheap on Mercer Island, and this is quite a property.
What do people like this work? Like, what do they do for a living?
They don't have to.
Exactly. Now, I thought it was interesting. I pulled a couple of the other ones off just so we could kind of compare. It's interesting. There was North Dakota. I thought with all the oil and everything going on over there, North Dakota's comes in at a bargain, $2.9 million. Huh. A little better than Mercer Island.
Yeah, that's right.
A little smaller though. 1 acre, 7,421 square feet. But I thought what was different here is the price per square foot. So price per square foot of the North Dakota house, $384 a square. The Mercer Island house, $1,794 a square foot.
Wow.
So, really some vast price differences there. And then I'll give you one more just for fun. I'll pick one off the list here. And we have also listed Hawaii. So Hawaii's on there. Here's the crazy thing. It's almost the same as Washington right now. $28 million. And I can't say the name of the highway, or I would. I think it's Honopolini, and I apologize for our Hawaii listeners, which I don't think we have very many. But if they are, and I just butchered that, then I'm really sorry about that. But it is lot size 6.5 acres. And it is becomes all about the land. I mean, you're buying 6.5 acres in Hawaii.
Oceanfront.
You're absolutely right. It is going to cost you a pretty penny. So, kind of interesting to see. Most expensive home listed in Washington right now, right in that range of $26 million. So, one of the things that we like to do at the end of the year, one of our favorite shows, is we look back in 2014 and we pick out five moments in our business, in our industry, and we have our top five list. It's really popular. There's a lot of lists right now. So we're going to put this over to Tom Coyne at Umpqua and say, Tom, what was on your top five list this year? As you look back at what's happened in 2014 in the real estate and in specifically in the mortgage and lending industry and with you.
Well, Lance, I'm glad we talked and we were thinking about doing a top 10, and I had to remind you that we always run over with what we have, so let's knock this down to five.
You're right. The top 10 list became the top five so we could fit the show in.
Well, it's a good thing we did, but I did come up with some good stuff. So on January 10th of this last year, the qualified mortgage rule was enacted by the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau. Now, this set the new standards for what a home loan is considered a qualified mortgage, and this greatly transformed the guidelines and all the regulations that lenders had to follow. One of the biggest parts of that was that fees to the borrower could not exceed 3% of the total amount borrowed. Now, borrowers may say this sounds like a good thing, but I think it had some negative effects. One of the things it did was it did away completely with upfront mortgage insurance being paid by the borrower. Now, when you do upfront mortgage insurance, you didn't have to pay monthly, and I tell you what, at that time, up until this point, that's pretty much what every one of my clients was doing, because over the life of the loan, they saved a tremendous amount of money by paying that mortgage insurance up front versus having it paid monthly. So it also did away with the 1% origination fee, which I still see people trying to kind of wrap their heads around this, because forever, loans have had a 1% origination fee. Now, lenders took this away because it was causing loans to get close to that 3% cap. And essentially what lenders did was they built that 1% into the pricing of the interest rate.
Gotcha.
The overhead doesn't go away. The expenses doesn't go away. I mean, it still has to get paid.
Yeah, you can't just stop charging for your services.
Exactly.
And pay a business.
So the 1% is now built into the interest rates. Now, where I see this having a negative effect on people is, say, when they're relocating and their company pays relocation fees. And they'll pay an origination fee, but they're not going to pay points. Well, to get rates back to what it would have been before this, you charge a 1% discount, and it's kind of like what it would have been. But say these relocation companies are kind of still behind the curve, and they won't pay for points, but they'll pay an origination fee, but origination fees don't exist.
Gotcha. So, yeah, they have to kind of catch up those employee benefits package, or the employees are basically have lost money then at that point on the relocation benefits.
You know, what's nice, though, is that when clients pay down an interest rate, let's say they pay a point to get buy down a rate, or they pay 0.5% or whatever it is, that doesn't count against the 3% because it's borrower elected. So that's a nice thing. Another part of this QM rule, qualified mortgage, is that debt to income cannot exceed 45% on conventional loans. Great thing. I like
Absolutely.
This rule. And it's across the board, every lender in the nation. If you're going to get a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, you're not going above 45% debt to income. It also removed all what they call toxic loan features. Now, there's three that were listed here, and one is no interest only. Now, I get this rule for the guy who doesn't qualify for this house unless he goes interest only. Where I don't like it, though, is I had clients who say they're going to buy a new house and then later sell their current one. And when they sell their current one, they want to apply that money towards the new loan. And at that time, if you had an interest only loan, as soon as you pay down that balance, your monthly payment will automatically recalculate based off of that balance.
Gotcha.
Now, with us not being able to do interest-only loans, that doesn't exist anymore. Now, fortunately, what Umpqua did was they came out with an option for borrowers to recast their loan, and this saves them from having to do a full refinance. I'm not real sure if other lenders offer that or not, but it's kind of a downside that interest-only doesn't exist. I think it would be better if they had to qualify for a fully amortized payment, And as long as they can qualify for a fully amortized payment, maybe there was an option for certain scenarios to do interest only. Also, no balloon payments on primary first mortgages. A balloon payment says whatever the balance is in 15 years, it has to get paid off. And if you can't, we're going to foreclose your house. So if a lender does a loan with a balloon payment, it's not a QM qualified loan. And then no terms beyond 30 years. This makes sense, too. I actually had a client ask me if we could do a 100-year loan for him.
Well, it was in the news there for a while. You know? 40, 50, so
it makes sense. Hey, if I could live in this house for $200 a month, great, I'll just do that. I don't care about having to own it. So,
right.
But no terms beyond 30 years. Now, lenders that generate these QM compliant loans, they're going to receive some sort of degree of legal protection against borrower lawsuits. Let's say if the borrower comes back 5 years down the road and tries to sue the bank and says, well, you should have never given me this loan because I couldn't qualify it for it, and you should have known better. Well, this protects the lender in that scenario. Next big event was April 2nd, 2014, when federal bank regulators gave the green light for Umpqua to merge with Sterling.
Yeah, that was big for you guys.
So this was huge, and it's been a great, great change. Sterling was awesome, but Umpqua has just rolled out so many more products and a much more efficient way of processing loans. Now, Sterling was the largest community bank in Washington. Umpqua was the largest community bank in Oregon. And together, they've combined to make the single largest community bank on the West Coast. Now, the way I look at them is almost kind of like a hybrid bank, where they have the financial resources of a large bank, but we got the speed, efficiency, and feel of a hometown community bank. So it's been a great change. We rolled out several new loan programs, including our 5% down construction loan. A lot of stuff that we didn't have before, and we're just seeing loans close faster and easier.
Yeah.
So it's been a great, great change for us.
I mean, we had one of our clients who completely just knocked their socks off like 2 weeks ago when they had submitted everything, and I want to say it was 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you had approval. I mean, I thought I read the email wrong. when you sent it back to me, you're like, yeah, they're good to go. And I'm like, well, what do you mean good to go? Good to come in and finish the loan application? And you're like, no, we're done.
We're done. Yeah, we started that loan on a Monday, and I got to the office at, like, say, 9 a.m. Friday morning of that week, and it had already cleared final underwriting.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, and we're looking forward to closing that one, too. So, yeah, the speed has just become incredible there.
The 4 day turn time, I think, was my record.
Yeah, so. I probably shouldn't have said that on the radio. I don't really want that getting out.
We don't want to expect that on anyone.
It did happen.
Now, let's see. November 1st of this year, I was promoted to the branch manager of Umpqua Bank in the home loan division here in the Tri Cities.
That is a big one. That's what
you're talking about. So, this was exciting. You know, I'm in this year as the number 2 producing loan officer in all of Umpqua. So, it's been a phenomenal year. And I think the higher ups in the company said, you know what, let's see if we can have Tom teach some of those skills and practices and systems that he's built to the other loan officers and help their production. Now, it's really starting to pay off. As a loan officer before, I didn't really have a vested interest in helping the other loan officers. I wanted to see them do well, but now I absolutely have that vested interest. And some of these small changes we've made in just a 2 month period, one of the loan officers in my company is going to have his best month ever.
That is fantastic.
So it's great to see these little changes really starting to help.
I mean,
help.
I've got a couple ideas up for some of your other Umpqua agents, like in Oregon. They could partner up with a great real estate agent that has a radio show.
You never know where to go.
It could be. So I'm just throwing it out there for you in your
the
training.
The brains never stop
your training manual.
All right, I like it. Let's see. Moving on to number 4, top event in the lending world for 2014 is on December 15th, so very recently, Fannie Mae announces that they'll allow 97% loan to value once again on conventional loans. Now, this is something we did quite a bit just as little as a year ago, and we kind of saw things tighten up, and this is almost a sign of things kind of loosening up. So clients can again purchase a home conventional loan with just 3% down. It's a great guideline. You know, really the only other 3% down loan that's out there is FHA, which there's a lot of downsides to it. So to offer this to well-qualified buyers, get them into home with just 3% down, it's great. One of the borrowers has to be a first-time home buyer. That's the one little kicker to it.
Okay, gotcha.
December 18, 2014, according to CNN Money, the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage stands at 3.8%.
That was like 2 days ago, right?
It is the lowest the 30-year has been since May of 2013.
Wow.
Now, back in January, the average 30-year rate, according to interest.com, was 4.69%. So that's just 12 months ago. And at that time, the consensus among economists was that rates would rise to 5.5%.
Well, yeah, last year when we did the prediction show, I was looking at my notes, and we thought rates would be up. So, I mean, and now they're down further.
They're almost 2% less than what was to be expected. So it's, needless to say, an amazing time to buy. Now, I'm throwing in a number six because my wife might be listening.
Okay, perfect. Good.
June 21st of this year, I got married.
That's the big one.
That's fantastic. I think based upon that note, in case she was listening, that, man, you are a good husband. That was a smart move. I think we should go to break. Fantastic list. Thank you so much, Tom, for your top five with the bonus round. Take us to break.
We'll be right back on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Thanks for everybody out there listening in an amazing 2014. This week's show, as we always like to do a pick, kind of look back for the year and do kind of the top 10 list of the year. I thought we were going to do top 10 each, but Tom Coyne reminded me that we always have more content than we have show. And so we made it top 5 for each of us and split it up a little bit, and we just heard the first half of the show. Man, some great moments from Tom and Umpqua and what you're doing over there in the lending world, and those rates are just
incredible,
insane right now.
They are
so, I mean,
incredible.
I think that was really part of a great part of a lot of the success that we had this year, and just on top of making changes that we did, having a great environment to work in here in the Tri-Cities, and with those rates, a lot of cool things lining up. So we looked back, and my number one that I wrote down, and that was opening Kenmore Team as its own brokerage. January 1, that was really our top event of the year that I wrote down when I went through this. And it comes down to a lot of the same things you talked about with Umpqua that we were searching for. And that was number one, is our flexibility to offer more products. There's a lot of things we wanted to do in the real estate industry that didn't fit in a corporate model, that we weren't allowed to do working within that corporate model. And so being able to be independent, have our own brand here, and make a lot of those decisions gave us a lot more flexibility, and it has really transformed into an amazing, amazing year. So that was huge. The second thing I wrote down under that same point was opening that brokerage gave us more profitability to invest in more results for the clients. So there were items that we wanted to do and invest in within that business. We needed additional profitability to be able to do it and set our team up the way we wanted to. Having a standalone brokerage gave us that profitability and that ability to invest. And then there's just something inherent about when it's all your own, you know, I mean, and so we look at that, and there's also risk in everything we do, but there's just something about having that ability to, that desire to want to make it better and better every day.
Well, Lance, I've completely seen it this last year in you. You're just energetic. You're fired up. You're excited. It's awesome. It's awesome to see, and I'm proud to see where you guys have come, and just looking at this year compared to what it was last year, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's been great.
It's been fantastic. So that was number one when we put together that list. Number two is we had sat down and wrote out a huge, huge business plan and a lot of goals, you know, and we wanted to help over 200 families this year buy and sell real estate. And so the number two big event that I wrote down was that we had hit over 100 closed transactions by July 1st this year, which meant we were on target and on track with our goals and where we needed to be. We kind of have some rolling averages and some season adjustability that we do. But when we hit that number that soon in the year, we knew things were working well. And so we were just right on target. And so that was a big event for us. We always have a big celebration at the closing company with our 100th client of the year. And so it was just a lot of fun. We really, really enjoy doing that. Side note that I wrote down under that point is I just said we had some better systems in place to make that work. We had some better accountability with the leads that we were getting in. We were able to close things faster. We had synced up a lot of our systems with Tom. We were working on some platforms that were the same. So it really made it easy for us to get those loans closed, to get those transactions closed, and hit those numbers hard. So that efficiency was one of my big points and one of my big highlights. The third thing I wrote down, but I mean, we did a whole show on it a couple weeks ago, but you look back at decisions you make and you look at highlights over the last year, mm-hmm. and the third thing that I wrote down was affiliating with Homes for Heroes. That was a tough decision for our team. I wrote down the notes. I went back and looked at the notes as when we made that decision. And we entered into that affiliation and that deal saying that we have to help 13 heroes in the market over the next 6 months, to break even. I mean, that was to not lose money.
Right.
So we did all the calculations of what we were giving back and how much each transaction cost. And we sat down with the team and we said, hey, this is what we have to do to break even. Can we do that, not lose money, and give that contribution to the community? And everybody was on board. I mean, Tom was on board. So everybody jumped in there. And it's really funny that when you make a hard decision like that, but you know it feels right, mm-hmm. It's amazing what happened. And what happened was the whole community embraced the whole deal. Instead of 13 to break even, we sold 24 in the first 6 months.
Wow.
And we donated $50,000 back into Heroes local community projects. It is singly the most money that we've ever donated back into the community through a program like that. So whenever you latch on to a new program and then it becomes the single best amount that you've ever done, it's super, super exciting.
No, it's been fantastic. You know, and I look back at that event we had where Cadillac embraced us to come on in and they wanted to share it with their team. And it's great and definitely looking forward to more projects like that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a big number. And we talked about looking and see how that number was probably going to grow upwards of 100. 125,000, and so super excited to see that blow up and go further next year. So that was our number three event. So number four that I wrote down, in October we completed the second of what I consider to be our most difficult transactions of the year. And you're like, oh, how is that a highlight? Well, I'll tell you what is, I was just really proud of what we done, or what we had done in that moment. So there is no good reason that either of those transactions should have gone through. There were so many problems with it, and I can't give the exact scenario because there's some private financial information of some of the sellers that were selling and what they were doing, and so I want to protect that privacy. But in general, basically, these were two sellers that absolutely needed to sell, whether it be a financial reason or a life change. They had to sell, and then both of these transactions were the type, like, pull your teeth out, just grinding away at them. One of them had a deal, but it fell apart as we got closer to closing, and then we had to wait for government inspections to happen on certain things. Then we had to go out and do some of the cleanup work ourselves. And so there was just all of these events that happened that you would look at, and if you had to do it again, you would say, I'm not sure that you can ever even get that sale to go through. But both of them closed. They got done, and having those deals closed dramatically changed the lives of the two people that were selling. And so when I look at that, and like, I am just I'm just really proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And those people thanked us up and down, you know, how glad they were that they had worked with us. And so on top of that is they realized what had happened, and they were thankful about that happening. So those type of deals are just, I mean, that's what really, like, we get a big charge out of, makes things work really well. Those are the ones where you go out with your team and celebrate, and you're just like, hey, no one else could have done this. I know that the way we worked on this, I'm sure on one of them that we lost money, you know, but the deal is, though, is that we changed somebody's life, and it was fantastic. So for me, that was number four. Might not be the same for everybody else, but for me, that was number four. And then number five was the growth of the team and the positions we've added. So this year, we have been able to add four new positions to the team. One of them is now, because of where we're at and economies of scale and some of the size we're at, is we've added a position that I've always wanted to add, and it's client care specialist. And this is somebody that, and it takes a lot of profitability to do this. This is somebody, a position that dramatically changes how our team looks. There's somebody that is in the office, a licensed agent, but they're following up with web leads. They're following up with inquiries that clients have, whether that be about utilities or somebody out of the area and they see a house they like, and they want a virtual tour of that house, but it doesn't have a virtual tour on it. So they can just pack up, run out there, take that virtual tour, send that to the client in Arizona so that when they come, they're ready to make a decision. So having that position on our team, somebody that we can pay to do that, that is always available, always in the office, and they're not a selling agent. They're not selling and having to make a sale and worry about those commissions. The level of service that's provided there goes through the roof.
Kind of like a concierge.
That's exactly. In fact, some members of teams that I work with across the nation and mentor, that's exactly what they call that position. And so we're super excited to do that. We have an amazing gentleman. His name's Ryan Rose in that position. And, yeah, he's just crushing it, and we're giving an amazing level of service because of it. So that was huge for me. And then we added there's three buyer agents to our team that work specifically with our buyers, concentrate on only trying to find them the best home possible. Kellen Adcock came to our team, Jessica Hollinsworth, and Sarah Mishila recently. And so adding those positions and that growth to our team, for me, is number five. That was the fifth major event, because we've been able to put on talent. You know, they say surround yourself with talented people. So there's a lot of specific skill sets, personalities, and things that those folks can do that, quite honestly, I can't. And I love that, so that we can put somebody with them that can handle those situations better than I could even. So the growth of that position, that was number five for me, and you're right, it was. When you look back and you write it all down, 2014 was an amazing, amazing year, and we're excited to even make it that much better in 2015. We want to say Merry Christmas. So I know from Umpqua and from the Kenmore team and from John McKay here at the station, have a great, great time with your family next week. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy Christmas. If you do have any real estate questions, go to kenmoreteam.com. I am going to give that client care specialist, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas off.
That's a good idea, Larry.
So I would say, other than those 2 days, we are going to be working, and we will be able to get back to you with those questions. Merry Christmas from our family to yours, and we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.
In the middle of my